walking the floors. This will be the last inspection. No growing grain to muffle sound beneath the maltster's feet. Footfalls stark on wooden stairs trod for half a life. Step on the germination floor. There is no need of light as memory walks the forest of the cast-iron staunchions. Grain was always grown in darkness, but this is more than loss of light. The empty steep has dried and mocks its purpose, for barley does not swell beneath the sparge. Shovels lie where thrown, an exclamation from their users. One leans at ease against a post, positioned by a lifetime's rule that will not end by closure. Always leave the tools to hand, by hands no longer wanted. All fired at the last kiln, with their empiric knowledge, mastery of water, wind and fire. Water, uptake judged between the teeth and later by the maltster's rub. Wind, temperature measured on the cheek, direction by a wetted thumb when running on the windows. Fire, applied by taste and smell. How far to crack the shutters in the frost? How many barrows to the bay when laying out the couch? How deep to load the old piece on the kiln for drying before curing? No cure now. The kiln fan idles in the cold draught. A clicking sucks the silence. Yet there are noises. Others here will walk the floor. Rats have won the 99-year war and run through empty garners.